This is Senator Al Simpson. The best way to make certain China changes its ways is to be sure they keep most favored nation trading status with the U.S. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, as you and I and every good parent knows, rewarding change for the good is the most effective way to improve behavior. We all share outrage at Beijing's blatant disregard for human rights and for its defiance of international efforts to ban weapon sales to unstable countries. But, Ted, you just can't cut off all communication and trade relations with one-fifth of the world's population and then expect them to do what you want. The U.S. can make much swifter strides in achieving human rights in China by working with them. Over the portal of the Commerce Department is written, "Commerce defies every wind, outrides every tempest, and invades every zone." Really pretty good wisdom in that phrase, Ted. If we really do want China to continue change toward democracy, you can't cut the phone line and then expect them to answer the call.
Al, China's an outlaw nation whose harsh and repressive policies are beyond the pale. We can't do business as usual with that kind of brutality. Trade sanctions get results, Al. They worked against Poland. They helped sustain solidarity and bring down the downfall of the communist regime. Trade sanctions worked against South Africa, too, and helped start real progress towards ending apartheid. Nothing in the brutal record of the Chinese dictators suggests they deserve the favorable trade benefits the Bush administration is granting. Just the opposite, Al. The administration's business-as-usual attitude is encouraging the cruel regime in China to continue its repression and terrorize its citizens. Sometimes an economic carrot works, but other times we need an economic stick. Favorable trade status for China is a mistake. President Bush's carrot has failed. He's wrong to veto the get-tough stick Congress sent him. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on new threats to worker health and safety. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.